Semper fidelis to truth. If the lights go out in our time, light them again in yours. Dear souls of the future, I do not write to you from a throne or a pulpit, but from a fading firelight, where the world I knew flickers uncertainty, and the wind at the shutters carries a peculiar chill. I do not know what year it is where you stand. I do not know whether the books have survived. I do not know if men and women still speak in full sentences, or only in slogans. But I write, nonetheless. For you must remember what we, in part, forgot. There once lived such beings as gentlemen. And I do not mean simply men with manners, though they had them. I mean men who stood as oaks in a storm, upright not by accident, but by intention. They had a spine beneath their coat and a soul behind their eyes. They were not perfect, but they were anchored. There were also ladies, not pale ornament, but sovereign beings of dignity and stormlight, who carried civilization in their bearing and never mistook vulgarity for freedom. The lady was no lesser creature. She was a creature of mystery, of elegance, of terrifying clarity. She was not a product. She was not a slogan. She was not a victim. She was a force of civilization in a silk glove. These were not roles given by wealth or fashion, but by effort, by upbringing, by the quiet triumphs of character forged in silence. But there are always enemies of such things. And I do not mean armies alone. There are forces in every age that hate the good simply because it is good. They scoff at honor, not because it is false, but because it reminds them that they have none. They despise tradition, not because it is useless, but because it threatens their novelty. They are not always brutal. They are often rather bland. They come not with boots and banners, but with smirks and policies. They do not burn down libraries. They laugh at them. They do not arrest the noble. They erase the memory of nobility altogether. Beware, young souls. You may be told that nothing is worth revering, that all truths are equal and all customs interchangeable. You may be promised a world without restraint and called free, as you are quietly made dependent. They will not conquer you with swords. They will persuade you with comfort. You may be tempted to believe that history is a chain to be broken rather than a torch to be borne. But no civilization rises without reverence, and none survives without virtue. Every banner of justice that flew was first embroidered in discipline. Every act of mercy came from a foundation of moral strength. Those who sneer at these things are not your liberators. They are your undertakers. I will not deceive you. I do not know if we shall win. We are tired. Some of us. We have fought too long with too little things. The world wobbles on a fulcrum, and the next breath may tip it. But if the lights go out in our time, light them again in yours. If the ideals of the gentleman and the lady have been mocked or forgotten, restore them, not as relics, but as rebellions. In an age without honor, a single act of dignity is a revolution. In a world that celebrates the vulgar, to speak with grace is an act of courage. You will be told that the past has nothing to teach, except for mistakes that we must not repeat. But the past is full of voices that worked hard on your future. We may not have succeeded, but perhaps you will. You, who are not yet born, or only just begun. You are the heirs of everything we try to preserve. You are the stewards of what we could not finish. So carry it forward. If the road has been broken, mend it. If the words have been lost, speak them again. If the standards have fallen, raise them. And if you find this letter, know that someone once believed in you, long before you were born. Yours, a friend of the old world.